Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis, the second line from the top. So we're discussing the mitzvah of Zimun. The Mishnah said that three people or more, there is a mitzvah to bench with a Zimun. And we had a machloikis if by two people, if it's permitted to do Zimun. The obligation for Zimun to make a mezumin is at least three people. But the machloikis is, the shaila is, if there's only two people, is it a reshus? Do they have the permission to make a zimun? So continuing on with this machlekes, let's bring a raya from the following. Tashma, let's bring a raya. Noshim mezamnes la'atzman. Women can make a zimun for themselves. If it's a group of only women, they can make a zimun. Va'avodim mezamnes la'atzman. And slaves, avon kananim, also can make their own separate zimun. But however, to make a group combined of both women and avadim and ketanim in one group, it cannot make a zimun. So now what's the proof? 100 women, in terms of the chiyuv, in terms of the obligation, it's like two men. 100 women, they don't have a chiyuv, they don't have an obligation. Two men don't have a chiyuv, they don't have an obligation. So we're equating the two. 100 women is like two men. Uktanin nashim mezamnes la'atzman. So it says women can make their own zimun. So doesn't that show you that two men similarly can make their own zimun? Women don't have an obligation. Even 100, there's no obligation. Now, if women can make their own zimun, doesn't that show you that two men, similarly, who don't have an obligation, but nevertheless, they can make their own zimun? So we see over here, so isn't that a proof that two men similarly can do it? Gemara says, no. Shiny hasam dikad deus. In terms of obligation, in terms of chiyuv ein hachanami, that women are, it's only like two men, they have no chiyuv. But the fact that if you have three or more women, they can fulfill the zimun. The zimun is that nevorach lelikenu, or nevorach she'achalnu mishaloi. The makor is the pasuk, kishem Hashem ekra havagod lelikenu. When I call out in the name of Hashem, let's praise Hashem. So the structure of zimun is there's one person who is the one who's calling, and they respond. You need three people. Even though in terms of chiyuv, two men, 100 women, two men, it's the same, there's no obligation. But women, if they have three or more, are able to fulfill the tzura of a zimun, that there's one who's the mezamen, kishem Hashem ekra, havagod elokeinu. So they can answer and they can respond, boruch shechal mishaloi, they can answer, they can respond to what he's calling out. They can respond to what he says. But two men, they have, you don't have one kishem eshem ekra havu you plural havu gudu lelekenu. They can't respond, so therefore you don't have the tzur of a zimun. Taisus wants to prove from here that see that theoretically that women, if they're a group of only women, they can have their own zimun. But he says the minig we are not noig for several reasons, for different reasons we are not noig that way nowadays. Frank the Gemara, Ihachim a Seifa. If so, how do you learn the Seifa? Now, the way Tosfos learns is he's not Gairis Ihachi, if so, because the following question that the Gemara is going to ask is not really related to this Teretz. Whether you answer it in this manner, you don't answer it in this manner. The Brisa says that women bench for themselves and slaves avodim for themselves, they don't do it together. Irrespective of how we just answered the question, or we were a doicha the raya, as far as in men, the two men benching, the following question that we have is a general question. It's a question on the rice. It's not related to the answer that we gave previously. It's not related to this issue of two, if it's a reshus or not. So Taisus is not Geris Iyachi. Meaning this is now an independent question. We brought down this brisa, so how do we understand this segment of the brisa? Men, slaves rather, and women, if they want to join together with a zimun, they cannot join together with a zimun. Why can't they join together? There is a group of people. and there's three or more people, why can't they be mezamen? More answer, shiny awesome, mishum pritzus. For a side reason, not because of they can't really fulfill the zimun, and it doesn't have the tzura of a zimun, but there's pritzus, it's not appropriate. It's pritzus to have the slaves together with the women and they're benching together. So we brought on previously the machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan. One said that two men have a rishus, they can have a mezuman rishus. The other one said that they cannot. We didn't identify which one, who said what. So Gemara now says, "Tis time, the Rav, the Amrin Rosal is Amine Mezum." Let us say that it's Rav who's the one who said that they cannot bench, they cannot do a mezuman. If they want to, they're not permitted. Why would we say that? Omar Abdimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav, Shloisha Shachlu Keachas. If three people ate together, Beyotzach Mem Leshuk, and one of them left and he went out to the Shuk, Karim Loi Mezamna Lav. So they call out to him, as long as he can hear and he can respond, they can still have the Zimun, and they recite and respond in that manner. So now, time of the Karimla. It's only that they have the Zimun because they can call out to him and he can respond. Ha loy karim loy loy. But if he would not be able to hear them and respond to them, they would not have a Zimun. So doesn't that show you that the Zimun is only if there's three? And if one left and he's not able to join and respond to them, you do not have a Zimun. There's no Zimun by two. Mor says, no, it's not a proof. Because shiny hossam, dik velu chayva mi kora. Because when they sat together, they ate together, the three of them together, they had a chayva Zimun. Now, if one leaves, perhaps they can still have a zimun, but they don't have the chayva zimun. So therefore, if one leaves, and if he's able to call out to them, he must respond, they must call, and he must respond because they had a chayva, and they have to fulfill their obligation. It's not to say that there is only two people, they don't have a rishus, but here, they initially had a chayva, and they have to fulfill that chayva. So the more accepts this, and we cannot prove from here that Rav is the one that says that two people don't have a zimun. Now the Gemara says just the opposite. El at this time, the Rav Yochanan who domar merotzel zamanim is zamun. Let us say rather that Rav Yochanan is the one who says that there is no zimun. If they want to, there's no zimun by two. Domar Rav Barachana, Rav Yochanan, shnayim sha'achlo ka'achas. If two people, only two, they ate together, ech mam yoyse berchas chaverai. That one can be yaisa with the other. I know one of them can bench, and the other one listens, shemeya ka'ina, and he can be yaisa, fulfill his obligation by listening to his friend. Vavina ba Micah Mashlam. So we ask, what's the chiddush? But shemeya ka'ina, you can listen, and by listening, you can be yaisa your chiyav, tanina, shamav layana yaisa. We know that shemeya ka'ina, your yaisa. If it says shamav layana, you heard, even though you didn't speak it out, you didn't enunciate it, your yaitza shemeya kind of. So what's the chiddush over here? V'amar Rabbi Zera, he answers, loymer she'en birchas ha'mozan b'neihem. It's coming to teach you that he's only being yaitza with what the other person said, shemeya kind, but it's not his bracha. That teaches you she'en birchas ha'mozan or birchas ha'zimun, there's no birchas ha'zimun b'neihem. It's not considered like his bracha. Now, if there is a zimun, then one person is the mezamen, and he says, Baruch Shachalnu, and he recites the entire first bracha, it's considered the bracha that belongs to each one of them, because they both join together in the Zimun. This is teaching you that it's only a separate bracha, like any bracha of Shemeya Kaina, but it's not their joint bracha. That teaches you that there's no Zimun over here. This time, yes, we can bring a raya from here. This is a conclusive raya that Rav Yochanan is the one that holds that two cannot voluntarily make a zimun. You must have at least three. Amalei Rav Rav Huna l'Rav Huna. How can you say that? V'ha Rabbanu da'asim am Rav. There were Talmidei the Rabbanu that came from Eretz Yisrael. Now Eretz Yisrael was where Rav Yochanan was from. Rav Yochanan was from Eretz Yisrael. Rav was from Bavel. Now they came from Eretz Yisrael and Amrei. They said im ratzu l'zamen mezamen. They say you can. Two people could voluntarily have a zimun. So doesn't that show you that that is the shita of Rav Yochanan, who was a Meir Hayro in Eretz Yisrael? My love, the Shmuelim of Rav Yochanan, how they, isn't it that they heard it from Rav Yochanan? Moses says, no, the Shmuelim of Rav become the Nachs LaBavel. No, rather, they heard it from Rav. Rav originally was in Bavel. Then he, in Eretz Yisrael rather, and then he went to Bavel. So they heard it from Rav when he was originally in Eretz Yisrael, before he came to Bavel, and it's the Shita of Rav. But Rav Yochanan held that two cannot have a Zivan. Gufo, Amrav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav, Shloish Shachlu Kacha. So this that we brought down before, the three people ate together and one of them left. The Yotze Echad Mem L'Shuk, and one left to the Shuk, Kuren L'Mizam L'Lav. They call out to him, and they say, Nivorech, and he responds to them. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Kor Levayne, but that's only, he's only joined together in the Zimun if he's close enough to hear them and to be able to respond. Then they have a Zimun, but if he's so far away that he can't hear them, it's not part of the Zimun. Amar Marzut of Eliyam and Elabishleisha. This that we say, even if he's not together with them, he left to the Shuk, but as long as he can hear them, they still have the Zimun. That's only a Zimun of three. Aval Ba'asara Adonaisi. But if there's a Zimun of 10, they have to be all together. Maskevila Rav Ashi, why would you say that? Adarav, just the opposite. It's from Mistabra. It's like Mistabra say just the opposite. Tisha, it's near in Kasara. If there are 10 people, it looks like it still has the appearance of a minion. So meaning, we wouldn't want to say that there is a mezum and a zimun of 10 if it clearly looks like there's not 10 people. Now, if there's 9, people don't really discern if there's 9 people or 10 people. It still has that appearance, and it would not be inappropriate to say Baruch HaLakeinu, because from the outside, it still looks, it doesn't look like you are not being mekayemet with a minyan. Now, in fact, so really, the way we're explaining the pshat is that really, if one of them can respond, it really should join in the Zeman. But what the Gemara is saying at this point is, but if there's, if it would be clear that you, from the appearances, that you don't have the requisite number of people, then we should say that you can't do it in this manner, because it'll be a zilzul in the Zeman. If you need 3 people and it's clear you only have 2, people will say Zeman is with 2. Now, if you need 10 people, there's only 9, it doesn't look like there's, you don't have a minyan. People don't really know if there's 9 or 10. 3 people, 2 people, people can clearly see you don't have 3, you only have 2. So we suggest the opposite. But nevertheless, Gemara says, nevertheless, the halacha is like Marzutra. My time I came in the boy, like Kurashim Shemayim, Botsumesor, Lavorahar. We say no, that we reject this objection to it. And what we say is that by when you have to say Elokeinu, it's not proper to say Elokeinu unless you have the minion present in one place. So if you have one person went out to the shuk, even if he can respond, we don't accept it. By 3, you're not saying Elokeinu, then as long as the third person can answer, then it's acceptable. If you have only 2 people eating mitzvah l'chalik, they should make their own benching. They should not be yoitze one with the other. So as machlok is rishonim over here, Rashi says means both hamoitzi and benching. Other rishonim say it's only benching. However, in any event, 2 people, if it's only 2 people and it's not a mezumen, each one should have their own, say their own brachas. Tanya nama hachishnaim shach lukachas mitzvah l'chalek. They should divide up. But that's when they're both talmid chachamim. So they're both capable of saying their own brachas. But if the other person, the second person, is not capable of making his own brachas, then the talmid chacham, the one who's capable, should be might say the other person with the brachas. He said, it on my own, and I heard that then it was in the name of Rav Zera, he said the same opinion as well. So he collaborated this opinion. So 3 people ate it together. So if 2 people have finished the meal, the third person hasn't finished, 2 people are ready to bench, the third person isn't, the third person should stop his meal, interrupt his meal, and join together with the other ones to have the mezumen. Rashi learns it, that's Hilchos Derech Eretz. Other Rishonim learn it's a chayva, that he has to interrupt his meal and now answer, respond to them so they can have the mezumen. But 2 people do not interrupt for one. So if two people are still continuing the meal, one person is finished and he wants to leave, the two people do not have to stop and interrupt their meal. In fact, the more of a lie, is that so? And do they not? Do we say that the two people do not have to interrupt? That they, the two of them, did interrupt their meal just for the purposes of Abba Mar Bere. Shani Rapapta Lefni Mishur Sadin Udavat. He didn't have to do that. That was Mishur Lefni Mishur Sadin. Yehuda Bar Mareima Mar Bar Ravashi Ravach Medivta Kacharif to Bahare Adari. They ate together. Lo Yehava Behu Chad Ava Mufal Mechavre. There was no one that was greater than, more prominent, or bigger Talmud Chacham than the other ones. Lo Yehava Mufal Mechavre Levruchalu. There was no one that was greater to bench for the other ones. So they were wondering, and they were now examining the situation. He says, and do we say, when the Mishnah says three people eat together, that's only when there's a gadol, when there's one that's more prominent. But perhaps we should say, if there's no one that's more prominent than the others, it's better that they each should make their own brachas. They should separate, and each one make their own brachas. So why would we say such a thing? Why would we say that the halacha is contingent on if there's someone who's more prominent? So the first one speak out, because the source, the makor is, Kishema Shemekra, Hava Gadol Elkeinu, Gadol Hashem Iti, that this is Moshe Rabbeinu talking, David HaMelech talking. So they were Gedolim. They were the kings. And perhaps it's totally, if you have someone who's more prominent, he says to the other that you respond to me in Havagoydel Elokeinu. So maybe it's only similar to that scenario. So what did they do? Borach Yish Lenavshi, they did not have a mezuman. Each one benched on their own. Also, the Kamed Mareimar Amar Lahu, and Ramer said to them, Yidei Bracha Yitzasim, your Yitzah benching. Yidei Zimun Lo Yitzasim, but your Yitzah Zimun. You had a Chiv of Zimun. Zimun is not contingent on there being one who's more prominent than the others, and you were not Yitzah Zimun. The Chitim and the Harav and the Zaman, maybe they'll say, okay, now they should now make the Zimun. They should say, Baruch Shechal Namishalai. No. Ein Zimun Lamafreya. Once you've benched already, you cannot make Zimun. Let's say a person did not eat with the group, and now they're benching, and now he comes and he joins them, and he hasn't eaten, but he's joining them and they're benching. So should he not respond, not say anything, or should he respond something? Now he can't say, Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo, he didn't eat. So what does he do? So, Rav Zir Amar Baruch Mavarech. He says, what you say is Baruch Mavarech. So, the way the Nusach is in the Gemara, it simply would be Mashem Baruch Mavarach. That's all you say. But Tosfos brings down from the Bahag that the full Nusach is Baruch Mavarach Shmoy Tomi Loelam Void. And if there's a minion, if there's 10 people, what he says is Baruch Ulakeno Mavarach Shmoy Tomi Loelam Void. So that's the Nusach, what you say. Rapapa Omer Oina Omen. He says, no, rather answer Omen. And they're not really arguing. It depends when he joined the group, at what point. When he encounters the group and they're saying the Nevorach, so we should, he's called upon, everyone is called upon to make a bracha, so he can join them. Now he can't say Shachalnu because he didn't eat, but he can say a bracha. So he says Baruch Mevorach. So that, if he joins them at that point, when they say Nevorach, everyone agrees, so he says Baruch Mevorach. V'hada Shekhinu D'Kamara Baruch. Ashkhinu D'Kamara Nevorach. If he encounters them when they say Nevorach, I'm Baruch Mevorach. Ashkhinu D'Kamara Baruch. But if it's after that point, and they're already saying Baruch Shechal Mishaloi, he can't say Baruch Shechal Mishaloi because they didn't eat, then he says Amen. Tanichad, we learned one Amen Achaber Chayisav Reza Meshubach. That if he says Amen after his own brachas, it's praiseworthy. And we learned elsewhere that no, it's Maguna, opposite. But it's not a Kasha. It depends. If it's after Boinu Yerushalayim, then he says Amen, which is what we do. After other brachas, we don't. So what is the pshat? So the way Rashi seems to be mashmi is, if it's after a series of brachas, then you say Amen. So you have the three brachas of benching. The fourth is Toiv Metis, which was added on later. But you had the first set, which was initially established. You say Amen. You say Amen after a series of brachas. Rashi says, similarly, after Birchas Krishma, it's also after the end of a series of brachas, you say Amen. Taisus argues, and Taisus says, no. It's specifically Bainu Yerushalayim because we want to differentiate between the first three brachas, which is a deraisa, and Toivah Meitiv, which is the Rabbanan. So this is kind of a demarcation. Dafka over here, we say Amen, signifying this is where the series of deraisas end. Toivah Meitiv is added on later, is a Rabbanan. But otherwise, after Birchas Krishma, you do not say Amen. Abaya Onile Bekol. He said, "Amen, Abayi Yerushalayim." He said it in a loud voice. Ki hecha de lishama parlim v'leikam, so that the workers would hear that he's ended by Yerushalayim, and they would now go and go back to work. Toiv Meitiv, as was mentioned, Toiv Meitiv, the Rabbanan added on later. It's not a bracha deraisa. The Rabbanan added on later, as we'll see, the neis of Aruge Betar. It was added on later, but they did not put that obligation on Poalim, workers who were working for the Balabayas. There's the Chasaron Malacha, there's Parnosa, Chasaron Kis. They were not, did not obligate the Poalim. Now, of course, that's in those days. And nowadays, it's people are not makpid of that, and Parnosa situations are different, and people's times are, time constraints are different. But in those days, the Poalim would get up after Bein Yerushalayim and go back to work. So he said it in a loud voice, as they would hear, it's time to go back to work. So because the bracha of Toivah Meitiv is not a deraisa. But Rav Ashi on a leblechishe, he said it quietly. Opposite, he didn't want to be mezalzel with Toivah Meitiv, and the people say, oh, Amen, this is the Raisa, this is only the Rabbanan. So he said it in a soft voice, not to be mezalzel with a Toivah Meitiv.